All right, and now we are joined on the phone by Matthew Smallwood from the Maybell's restaurant that opened recently in Catskill at 355 Main Street. Matthew, can you hear us?
I sure can. How's it going?
All right, we can hear you now, too. It's going all right here. When did Maybell's open?
We opened about a month, 34 days ago, exactly.
And, you've been just open for breakfast and lunch, I guess, so far?
Oh, right, up until last week. Last Thursday, we opened up and started doing dinner service as well.
And so how has it been going? How has Catskill received Maybell so far?
It's been amazing. It's honestly gone a lot better than I expected it would. Within the first month, we've already gotten quite a few regulars who are in on an almost daily basis, both for breakfast and lunch. We're starting to see new faces every night at dinner as well.
I guess take us through the day. What kind of food does Maybell's have?
During the day, we do traditional breakfast items. We just actually recently changed to doing more of a comfort food type twist to everything. You know, lots of things like biscuits and gravy, as well as, you know, still having the smoked salmon on a bialy and everything like that. Then for lunchtime, we do lots of really interesting sandwiches. We've got a duck confit Reuben. It's absolutely amazing. We cure duck legs like pastrami and do it up like that. As well as, you know, different things such as we have a smoked or a Scottish salmon sandwich as well. What else we got on this thing? We have a steak sandwich that changes every week.
And
dinner time, we actually completely switch gears and turn into a more of a fine dining type establishment with a lot of the same flares that we're known for at another fork in the road.
Because that's the other, we wouldn't tell folks, you guys, this is the second area restaurant you have. The others is another fork in the road in Milan.
Yes, it's out in Milan. Jamie Perry, my partner, is the one who heads up that place. It's absolutely fantastic.
And how many years has that another fork in the road been out in Milan?
Another fork in the road, if I remember correctly, has been around for 5 years now.
And you'd say the two restaurants are similar?
Yes. Jamie and I both have our own takes on you know, the food that we do, but our palates are very similar. And the way we come up with new dishes is pretty much the same hectic, crazy, interesting nonsense.
And if people aren't familiar with where you are in Catskill, what was in that space before, and where are you exactly?
What it used to be was the Mayflower. Way back in 1933 is when it was the Mayflower, and it ran all the way until 1990 as the Mayflower. So it was a sweet shop and a soda fountain. In 1990 it was sold. I think since then it's been known as Cafe 355 and a few other things. We're right on Main Street. We're about two blocks down from the Green County building and a block away from the courthouse.
At 355 Main Street in Catskill. And I guess seems like there's a couple new, at least businesses opening, maybe a couple new food spots in Catskill now these days.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple new restaurants opening up. We've got, you know, a couple interesting stores that have sprouted up since we've been here. There's the Magpie Bookstore, which is absolutely amazing. And there's John Doe, which is right across the street from us, down just a couple stores. There's a restaurant that's getting ready to open right next door to us in the springtime called New York Restaurant. Things are definitely happening here in Catskill.
And is foot traffic picking up on with the holidays and things?
Well, slowly but surely. It's been better. The last week when we had a lot of activities going on up here, such as the Winter Wonderland Walk and stuff like that.
And I guess people are just finding out now that you're even open, or that now you even have dinner.
We still have that coming in almost every day. We had no idea you were open. You know, so the word is still getting out there.
And I understand you have some a New Year's Eve special planned.
Actually, we do not.
Oh, you do not.
Maybell's will be closed for New Year's Eve, but another fork in the road will be doing a tasting menu as well as some a la carte options. I do believe they're going to be doing a wine tasting with that as well.
And what about Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? Are you guys open or closed?
We're going to be closed both days.
All right. And but the rest of the, what days of the week are you normally open?
We're open. open every day, except for Wednesday. We open from 9 to 3 for breakfast and lunch. We do breakfast that whole time. We close down for a few hours and open up again at 6 for dinner service, and that ends at 10 o'clock.
All right.